I'm glad it's facing this way so I can't see myself talking the whole time.
Yeah, that's true.
That would ruin the podcast.
Yeah, I specifically designed this, our tripod like this.
Our tripod?
Yeah, yeah. We're actually on a tripod. Which hey guys, welcome back to the Animated Podcast.
Yeah.
What's cool? No stars, because we're on YouTube.
Yeah, gonna do stars.
Yep.
They do likes.
You guys gotta blow this video up so we can get monetized, so we can put a little more decorations into the
studio.
The studio.
So we can get sponsored by NordVPN.
Yeah, and Raid Shadow Legends.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Yeah. Arena.
And WoW One.
And yeah. Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Pokemon Go to the polls.
Anyways.
Wow. It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
That's crazy. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Quite like. There's a lot that's been happening. But yeah, you guys have been podcastless for 3 weeks.
Been patiently waiting.
You guys are so patient. Our 25 subs. We love you. My heart goes to you. Dude. But for real, drop a like and put a comment down below, and I'll be giving my heart away to one of you 25 lucky subs.
Or new subs, maybe. I get it. Yes, folks, subscribe.
Every subscriber gets 10 entries.
10.
Every subscriber gets a PS5
signed by us. Anyways, how are you doing these days, Caden? What are you up to?
Yeah.
Oh, Caden. I guess we're starting with me. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very beautiful.
Sounds like the bridge.
Well, do we want to start at the beginning of our spring break? Because that's basically where we left off.
Go off wherever you want, and I can fill in stuff.
Okay, so obviously, we missed the week before spring break, right? Or did we do that?
I can't remember. We did not.
Anyways, our spring break was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I didn't really do a bunch, but it was actually kind of cool. Anyway, so the beginning of my spring break, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then that following Monday, didn't do a whole lot. I think I played, I remember what I played.
Yeah.
I played Cold War, that's when Outbreak was new. I played that a bunch. Got the raw Ethereum crystals to level up my perks. Then that Monday, I was out in the yard, doing weeds.
Stripping.
Yeah.
Weeds on the ground.
I was washing the driveway and I had my shirt off. And all the old ladies came up and I'm kidding.
He's not kidding. He gets mad ladies. Little
old ladies. Old ladies.
Yeah. They're below 4 foot.
Yeah, 4 foot. Not 4 years of age. 4 feet.
Guys, I'm not those twins off of TikTok. You know, the ones that were getting with younger women.
No.
The
Tony Lopez. The Lopez brothers.
I don't know who that is. Shows how much I get on TikTok.
I'm in Team 10.
No. They were a part of the Hype House.
I was about to say that, because I totally follow the Hype House.
And one of the brothers was dating Hannah Stocking, who was a Viner. How do I know this TikTok lore?
I thought you just said Miner.
Yeah, is this canon?
Is this canon to the TikTok lore?
Yeah, this is actually canon to the manga, the TikTok manga.
Yeah, the TikTok manga.
Have they shown it in the anime yet? TikTok?
The anime hasn't been adapted yet.
It hasn't?
Nope.
It's been out for
first
three
season.
Years.
It's coming out this fall.
Wow.
Winter 2021. But, That's
the JoJo's Seawater.
Yeah, but Monday, I was working. Working out in the fields, or not the fields, of my front yard! Working out in the fields, picking cotton.
Yeah,
guys, this is not 1940.
What?
Or the 1800s.
Oh, man.
But, yeah.
Please, so. We can't even be demonetized, so.
You can't even opportunity to monetize.
Anyways, he's on the field in the driveway, naked.
You can swear in your videos if it's past 30 seconds in the video, and you won't get demonetized. Good so shit. Once we get monetized, we can't swear in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, we're like, welcome back to the anime. I mean, anime. Fuck. Oh, we'll cut that out. Cut that out.
You can beep it out.
Nice beep.
No, you say like the imposter like the little, like noise that makes, you know.
The
like the little horn thing.
I am imposter from Among Us.
The.
like the. Drummer. Like, I don't know how to make it, but...
When you vent?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know how to
make it. But Among Us!
Sorry.
Yeah.
Among Us! Wow, this episode's been all over the place. Thank you guys for listening. I think...
We've derailed so fast already.
Are my jeans kind of sus?
Among Us!
Okay, keep going with your stuff.
Yeah.
Basically... I was working out in my front yard, cutting the bushes, as one man does.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Trimming the bushes down there, if you know what I mean.
I do that
every day, because it grows immensely.
Yep. It's actually been a while. Besides that,
this year.
Yeah.
I think it was like a month ago. Okay. So not too long.
No, that's not too bad.
But, yeah, so I was working out.
I remember the first time I shaved, it was like 14 years. I didn't shave for 14 years, you know?
Last time I shaved was like...
when you were two?
What?
You haven't shaved for 14.
No, when I first shaved, I hadn't shaved. I was 14.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said you haven't shaved
for 14 years. There you go, Renee. Your daily dose of jash.
Hence, maybe the last time you shaved was when you were two.
I was shaving it.
Okay, let's get back. So I was doing yard work, basically. I go back inside because I hate being outside. I was like, okay, time for Cam to take a shower, relax, and play Persona 5. Because I was like, oh, it's spring break. I'll beat this game and I'll do a review. Because that's what I said in the update video. Well, that didn't happen.
Nope.
But anyway, I go back inside. I'm about to hop in the nice warm shower.
Make it.
As one does, shows naked.
With clothes on, actually.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
It's actually like this new,
So you don't have to change afterwards?
Yeah, it actually, it cleans your clothes for you. So you don't have to throw them in the washer and the dryer. You know, it's just convenient. Anyway, I go to my phone, and I got a missed call from a no caller ID. I'm like, oh my gosh, these pranksters, they can't even get me. But I also missed a voicemail from another no caller ID.
Because this guy's his voicemail box set up. Like, who does that?
Yeah, speaking of my voicemail, I gotta update that. That was last updated in 2015.
Yeah,
I was in sixth grade.
He answers in here. Hey, it's Kate and Cal!
Yeah, I gotta do it. And I just gotta only speak in Japanese. Like, I'll say what... Yeah, I'll just, like, say what I want to say. Like, I'll say what I said the first time, but in Japanese. And, like, no one will
know. Yeah, do that!
Boku wa Kaden desu.
But anyway, I pick up the phone, I read the voicemail, and it's this chick. She's like, hi, my name is, and I'm from In-N-Out, and I want you to come in for an open interview, and they're held from Monday to Thursday at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then I ran downstairs, I was like, Mom, I gotta call back. For context, I applied like a week before, and it was like pretty fast that they got back.
For more context, he applied to other jobs and they never got back to him.
Yeah, I applied at Bahama Bucks like a month ago and no word, even though I applied like before Jackson and then he got a reply, but he declined.
But I ignored it.
Yeah. Anyway, I get the call. They're like, come in for an interview. I was like, okay, sweet. And then I asked my mom, I was like, okay, when should I go in? It's Monday and I have till Thursday to go in. She's like, just go in tomorrow. She's like, okay, fine. And so this is the next day. I was like so nervous because this is like my first real job interview, you know, because obviously I was working with my dad, Han Hay, and, you know, the pay was good at the time, but it was just so inconsistent that I needed real money.
Yeah.
And so I was really nervous, like, I woke up super early in the morning. Well, I was supposed to go at 4, and early for me is 10:30. So that's when I woke up. Basically, I was stressing the whole day until I got there. I left at like 3:30, went in there, and I walked in. I was like, I walked up to the like cash register, and I just asked one of the workers, like, I'm here for the open interview. And then they're like, what's your name? And I was like, Hagen. And they're like, okay, I'll sit here. And so I waited for like 10 minutes, and I was pretty scared. And then this guy came out, his name was Ricky, and he was like, okay, let's sit over here. And basically, you know, he just asked me the generic interview stuff. What's your name? What are you into?
Penis size.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said I'm extra small.
He's like, good. Me too.
He's like, we can sword fight each other.
And that's his job.
Yeah, that's how it voted. No, but he just asked me like what kind of hobbies I'm into. And I gave him my whole like football story. Not all of it. I just said I played football my freshman and sophomore year and I got hurt and knee surgery, la la la, don't play it anymore. I was like, oh, what else do you do? And I was like, I didn't want to like say I'm like into anime or that stuff. So I hang out with friends and play video games with my friends sometimes. And he's like, oh, what games you play? I'm like, Call of Duty, Cold War. He's like, you play Warzone? And I was just like,
come on. I'm a man of culture.
No, I play Fortnite.
Yes.
I'm a man of class. I play Fortnite. Battle Royale. But I was like, no. I played Warzone like maybe a total of 3 times.
I'm sorry.
And I didn't like it. It was fun. It was all right. I remember.
You won your first game.
I think I did with Ryan and Alex. It was like our first game playing together and we won it. I was like, dude, this is going down in the history books. But no, I guess he like really liked me and thought I was charming and handsome. And he's like,
and
so
extra small.
And he's like, how would you 12 men strong.
Okay, we good.
Just check down here. Okay, so basically, he's like, so how would you like to come in for an interview tomorrow morning? At 10 a.m. was like, okay, that's dope. And apparently, 10 a.m. is when they open, so I'd be like the first person there. And I still showed up early the next day, so I walk in the next day, and I meet with the manager, right? And I was, like, really nervous, and, just for context, after it, I was, like, I felt so good about myself. I texted you guys, like, dude, who went so well?
Dude, yeah, I remember that.
And then, basically, our buddy Kaysen, he also works there. He was, like, the one that basically convinced me to go apply the job, because he said the pay was good, he doesn't work that much. I mean, we're not legally allowed to work that much anyway, since we're below 18.
Yeah, that's called child labor.
Yeah.
It's not the roaring 20s.
I think because since me and you are 18,
wait,
and we're like in school, mm-hmm. I know at least at In-N-Out, you can't work more than 20 hours. But like when it comes to the summer, I don't know if I'll work more than that, because I won't be in school. Anyway, so I tell all my buddies, and like, oh, that's super cool, you know? And then Kaysen's like, if they ask you to come in for a follow-up interview, you basically got the job. I was like, really? This has piqued my interest. But I was like, even though you go up for a follow-up interview, they still might not like you, you know? So walk in, the guy's name is, actually, I probably shouldn't say his name, but he's cool. His name is... Tyler Blevins, that's the code name.
Damn.
Daniel Beckett. Anyway, so we talk, and he was just asking me basically the same stuff over again. And then he was asking me what I want to do after like school, after high school. I said, I haven't really figured that out, but like I said, I maybe want to get into like, you know, graphic arts or like animation for like... Yes, that's what I said. But I said, you know, for like a video game or an anime or something. He's like, oh, you watch anime? And I was like, yes.
Hi.
You guys like looking at a blank screen?
Yeah.
Quentin, I'm going to schedule Brody for a vaccination. Do you want one?
No.
You don't? No. Okay. What if Grandma and Jim comes back to our house and you catch it and give it to them and they die? How would that make you feel?
Just tell them to get vaccinated.
What's that?
Just tell them to get vaccinated.
They're not going to get vaccinated. They're conspiracy theorists.
I've already had it.
Huh?
I've already had it.
You haven't. But the vaccination helps you with a lot of other things too, so it's a good idea. Would you guys get vaccinated?
My mom won't let me.
Your mom won't let you?
Yeah, she's like your, she's like his grandma.
I mean, I probably would if I was
12. My dad had to though, because he's in the army. Mm.
You should too.
I don't want it.
It doesn't even hurt. It's one shot with a Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, but it's zero shots if I don't get it.
What's that?
It's zero shots if I don't get it.
It's the other shot if you don't
There's get it. There's zero shots.
Yeah, you can kill people or kill yourself.
I've had it, so I can't.
You haven't had it. Okay, besides that, even if you've had it, you can get it again.
Okay, I'm in the middle of something. So.
Tell me yes.
No.
Hey, well, I'm going to blame you for killing Grandma.
Anyways, I could pause that. That's good.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm just going to leave that in because it's funny.
Anyways, that was funny. We're back.
Oh, yeah, if you guys are listening on Spotify, we had a little bit of technical difficulties. But for the YouTube folks, you got to see it all.
Rockley footage! WWE SmackDown!
Sorry. Yeah, so we were talking about me in college anime and stuff. He's like, oh, you watch anime? I was like, this boy's into anime. This is dope. And basically, he was asking me, like, what kind of anime I'm into and, like, my favorite and stuff. And I said my current favorite is Attack on Titan. And I just named some of the other ones I watched. And then he said he's, like, super into Akira, that movie. He says he really likes that.
Oh, yeah.
And he says a bunch of the guys at work, like, weekly, they talk about the new AOT episode and stuff. And I was like, well, I've read the manga. It's time for me to spoil it. But we were literally, like, got sidetracked. And we were talking about AOT for, like, 5 minutes and, like, how crazy it is and all of our theories and stuff. So that was dope. So I was like, okay, I got the job now. Which I did. Because
one more thing.
Let me show you what I'm packing. Basically, he didn't like really say I got the job. He basically said it, but like he implied it, but not really said it. Anyway, he's like, okay.
He's edgy.
Caden. Oh. But he's like, same technical time. More time. Oh, Aaron! Oh. Yeah.
Titan, Aaron! So big!
Anyway, sorry. Yeah, they'd be a lot hotter if they had genitals.
All the Titans running around some giant cock smacking around their legs.
Yeah. Dude, like the ones that, the abnormals, they're running this. They're swinging.
Yeah, dude.
And your mom said not to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, okay, we're going to need you to get a pair of pants and order you some shoes. And in the back of the mind, I was like, did he just say I got the job? And that's what he was implying. So it's like, okay, how about you go home, do these forms online, fill this paperwork, and if you time yourself, you get paid for it, right? So he's like, come back at 4, and we'll talk some more. So I go home, I get online, he sends me this text. He's like, okay, so before you start working, you're going to have to get your food handler's card and fill out a bunch of these, like, legal documents. And so basically, I started my timer on my iPhone 6, and I was doing the forums, and it took me 2 hours and 40 minutes. And, yeah, there's a bunch of, like, tax questions. I just skipped that because I don't do taxes.
Yeah, fair, because he's not 18.
Because I commit tax fraud.
Please, Biden, don't watch this.
Yeah, raising my gas prices $10. That's so ridiculous.
Dude, In Florida, it was like $4 a gallon.
Dude, it was $3 here. Usually, like, when my tank is about to be low, it's usually like $35 to fill up my Jeep tank. Full. I was like, okay, every time I go to the gas pump, I'll always expect $35, you know. Well, unless, like, some of the gas stations' prices are a little different. But it's only, like, cents difference. Anyway, it's, like, $35. And, well, I didn't pay for it this time. My mom did. But still, it was, like, $45. $10 extra. And I was about to cringe myself to death.
I almost cringed.
Dude, I saw that and cringed, definitely.
I was like, ugh.
I cringed.
What the hell?
Mine's, like, $35 now. And it was.
Sorry. Yeah. I used to be a bat.
He used to be a tick talker. Until,
until he got blocked by this girl that we should refer to as a female dog.
That's, yeah. Oh, what?
I don't know if I should say that loud because have the parents left the premise yet. Anyway, I'll censor myself for you.
Anyways, anything else you'd like to share about your spring break?
Yeah, anyway, I got the job at In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm.
Went in later that day, got my schedule, did my
schedule. What did you get paid for that 2 hour, 40 minute time?
I don't know yet. My first paycheck is this Friday.
That's right.
So that time
was like $3.
Well, it's almost 3 hours, so like maybe close to 40, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, got my week scheduled for the next 2 weeks, and that was Wednesday. And then for the rest of the break, I didn't go to work. I did my food handler's card like a week later. And the rest of that break, I think I was just sitting at home playing Persona 5. And yeah, I think that's really all I did for spring break. I can't remember too much. It was like 2 weeks ago. So take it away, boys.
Welcome to Mo. What were you up to?
Okay, so spring break hits.
And then COVID hits, and yeah. Now we're not in school.
No.
Oh, just kidding. That was last year.
Yeah.
Actually, so, we just went back in time. This is 2020 all over again.
Oh.
Yes. This is depression. This is now.
Yeah. Okay, so spring break happens, and I'm like kind of job hunting right now, I guess. And, I was at the time, and I had like 3 places I wanted to work at.
What about jobs?
Yeah.
What were those 3 places?
Well, so there was a call center, which is like for deaf people, and I just type.
Oh yeah. Oh, whatever. Yeah, like that guy told us about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Video game exchange.
My sister like works there.
Oh yeah.
And then there's another one that's called, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like a house for Down syndrome people. Mm,
see, that's what. Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I thought you were doing for your job.
Yeah. So that's it. You just take care of them and make sure they're all good or whatever.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, they
will
finger paint with their
penises. Oh shit.
Yeah, they're like. Well, one of them
like
did.
Monkeys.
No. One of them did, and so I was like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Oh, fair, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, and then there's another one at a furniture store, and then one day my mom was like, hey, Quinton, I got you an interview there. And so I went, and then they're like, okay, basically you have the job or whatever. And so I spent the rest of the week basically, like, that was on Tuesday, I think, or Thursday, I can't remember. And then, so I did that, and then I had to take a drug test.
Oh, good. I'm glad you didn't do anything illegal.
Yeah. And then I went in on Friday and did an hour of paperwork and talking to whatever and
got a little paperwork.
Yeah. And then I worked. Yeah, I think it was on Thursday, and then Friday I worked. And then I didn't work Saturday. And then other than that, I like, trying to think, just hung out, I guess. I wasn't really like that.
Oh, busy, I just but... threw up in my mouth a little bit. That did not taste good.
But yeah, it was nothing too crazy, I guess. But yeah, so that's where I've been. Just Joe, so I can buy manga now.
Yeah!
Dude, yeah. My, if you thought my crippling manga addiction was bad, just you wait! Yep.
First paycheck this Friday.
First paycheck, I'm buying the Bleach manga. But I will buy, I'm thinking about buying some of the AOT manga. That's...
making music over here.
Dude, we, since we're on YouTube now and all the YouTubers make, you know, music, like, they make music and music videos, we should do that. And use that as the beat. But, Nulls, you boys are going to be getting some paychecks and we're going to be getting some anime body pillows, anime waifu figures.
And,
I already have one.
Yeah, I put it in the answer.
So broke so we get monetized.
Yeah, we're broke.
We're so. Actually broke, guys.
Subscribe so we can get monetized.
So we can get stuff in the studio.
So we can,
like,
help you.
So I can get my $19 Fortnite card.
Yeah, guys, if you could, please, donate the GoFundMe so I could get the Tifa Bunny Girl suit statue for $500.
Dude, that C2 Bunny Girl suit thing I had has helped me through so many rough nights.
It's helped me, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I just stare at it, and I just find love again. But,
good for you, man.
It, okay, now it's Mr. Adams' turn.
I am Jackson Adams. Actually, James Madison. Actually, no.
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 Anyway, so... I had a good spring break.
Sorry.
I went across the country.
To where?
To New England.
Isn't that across the world?
In our country. England is across the world.
England is my city.
England, I was gonna say England's a city.
Because I'm Nick Croton.
That's why it's called the New England Patriots, right?
Yeah. Did you think they were from, like, another part?
I thought that, like, the Patriots were actually from, like, London. I was like, bro, why are they here in the U.S. of, in the U.S. of A?
He's like, is dude, this team from another part of the world keeps winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah. With Tom Brady.
Queen Elizabeth is the quarterback. She's like, yeah, my back!
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth, if you're watching, I don't know who you are.
If you're watching, slide up in me DMs. And we can play solitaire.
Put some team compets in the middle.
And we can play with Nick Crompton.
Anyways, I was
two single players, isn't it?
I went back home to Georgia.
I think so. I was playing poker.
Strip poker. With the Queen of England. We should make that a YouTube video.
Dude, she's probably sagging hard.
There's only one way to find.
Oh!
She's actually had plastic surgery. She's peak form right now.
How old is she?
96.
Oh, peak form. Something queen.
Like, dude, she's a titan shifter. She can live forever.
95 years tall.
She is
the attack titan.
She's the big tech titan.
Oh, she's the female titan, actually.
Yeah.
But really, anyways, I was just gonna... Actually, if we're on the topic of Attack on Titan, I finally started Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Man, can I say... That is so good.
Yep. I was like, I told Jackson, I was like, bro, you gotta get on that hype train before the show ends.
Which is next week.
Yep. Speaking of that.
This week.
This Sunday. Yep. We're doing a watch party. We gotta do it.
Yeah.
You gotta catch
up. I watched all season one in a day, and then school started, so it took me a second to finish season two. Mm-hmm. It's down. Gotta finish season three. And then I got season four, like, what, 13 episodes, 14 episodes to watch?
15.
15 to watch there, mm-hmm. And I'm caught up, and then we can do the watch party, and I just can't wait to see Aaron Nate get all big and kill titans.
Naked.
Like, yeah, naked like he is.
But dude, I'm telling you, once you get to season 3, it is like, it's like a complete 180 in, like, tone, and it, like, gets you hooked.
I can't.
Like, after that first episode, it was like 1 a.m., and I was so hooked. I went to bed at 4. Because I watched like 6 more episodes after that.
But yeah, I started Attack on Titan. I also started Food Wars, but I put it on pause because of Attack on Titan. But Food Wars is pretty good. I got 8 episodes into it. I like it a lot. And my friend fell in love with Demon Slayer, made me watch the first episode of it, and he made me watch the dub. And I don't really like the dub, but so far I give it a 7 out of 10 off the first episode. Because it's just good so far.
The first like 5 episodes are kind of slow, and then it picks up and it gets really good.
It's funny, because the other guy said that it picks up right away. Anyways.
Logan?
Yeah.
Well, that's like his first anime.
Yeah.
So.
I
got him into Attack on Titan. He said he started watching it.
Really?
Yeah.
Telling you, once you like, once you get past that 1-inch subtitle barrier, you'll be introduced to a whole plethora of better storytelling than most movies.
Yeah, for real.
Yep.
The only real movie that's better than an anime movie I can think of is The Squeakquel.
It's actually Planes by Disney Pixar.
I've never seen that.
Just kidding. What is actually? There's a few movies I could say that I like. The Dark Knight is really good. There's some movies that I would say.
The Saga.
Yeah, that I wouldn't say are better than anime, but I still really enjoy.
The Goonies, Back to the Future, Indiana Jones, Star Wars,
E.T., Ghostbusters.
The Harry Potter franchise.
Pirates of the Caribbean 3. Minus the last one.
Star Wars 3.
Revenge of the Sith.
Transformers 1 through 4.
Transformers 1 through 3. Maybe a little bit 4. I have to rewatch it.
Transformers 5.
Dude, you're going to get 4 on the champ, I'm telling you.
Quentin leave.
not Bumblebee, though. That movie was so boring. I actually fell asleep while watching it.
I like Bumblebee. Watching it Star Wars.
So, the only thing I liked about Bumblebee was like the cool. The G1
forms.
The like the 80s.
G1 forms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The G1, Generation 1. Like this is Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go. I'm just gonna go.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, speaking of, okay, I gotta say something about Attack on Titan, then you can continue your spring break. But when the final chapter of the manga comes out, I'm gonna do a live reaction to it.
Of the manga?
It's the last chapter of the whole thing!
Just do a review of it. Don't like do a no spoiler review of it.
Do a video essay on it.
A video essay?
Yeah, those actually.
I wish I would
do it. Yeah, do a video essay on the whole.
I could do a chapter 139 review and Attack on Titan manga review after it's done.
I'll probably do a video essay on the second time when it finishes.
But, I wish I would have recorded my reaction to chapter 138, because, dude, that was so crazy. I literally was, like, yelling out loud. It was crazy. But,
I hope he did.
Also, I was thinking we could do an Attack on Titan review of the show after the final episode, that's 3.
Yeah, we can.
And you guys can do a... your predictions of what's going to happen after.
After the...
You guys have that right before me read the manga, because that's what I'm doing.
We just can't look at your face while we say things.
Well, yeah, I won't say anything.
Yeah, but your face will.
Yeah, you will. You will.
Mikasa dies, you go...
Well, I can tell you that much, she doesn't die.
Dude... You just spoiled it.
Well, now we know she doesn't die, so.
Well,
anyways, something Kane didn't tell you guys is that he started JoJo.
Oh, yeah. Since Jackson started Attack on Titan, and I kind of, like, basically told him he should, and he watched it, I was like, you know what? Since Quentin, Alex, and Jackson love JoJo so much, and I heard so many good things, like, I'll give it a shot. And I've heard from a lot of people, I don't know how you guys feel, but I've heard from a bunch of people that part one is the worst part.
Yeah.
It's, I don't want to say the worst, because that's mean, but it's like, it's just
it's
not,
the worst.
It's
pales
in
comparison.
It's the
I'm
least
saying,
best.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to put it. I don't want to put it as worst, I just want to say it's the least best. It's the least favorite out of everybody.
Well,
because some people, there's actually some people that are part one lovers, and it's weird.
Well, it's, if you, it's like a period piece, and it's like the...
It's just
Victorian area, right?
You just
need
to see
like,
it to like understand what's going on.
I don't know.
It's Great Britain and Jonathan Joestar.
The reboot of it, part 7, is way better. Just wait till you get there.
Yeah, I heard part 7 and 8 is like its own separate timeline.
They're in different universes.
Yeah, because I know part 8, Josuke is in there.
Yeah. It's Mario in 2011.
Oh.
In 2001, September.
So wait, isn't part 4 set in the 90s?
No, it's in the, yeah, it's 90s. Like, and then part 5 is in the 2000s, 2001.
And then part 6 is in 2007.
Part
6
is in 2011.
Because I know,
Part 7 is back in 1898.
So if part 8 wasn't its own separate, like, timeline, it would technically be a sequel to part 6.
Yeah, if they kept the same Josuke and every other character.
Fair. But, yeah, so I have one more episode of part 1, Phantom Blood, and, because, like, on Hulu, it's, like, cut up into seasons. Season 1 is both Phantom Blood and Battle Tendency put together. And Battle Tendency obviously has, like, more episodes. It hits... There's 26 episodes there. There's, 15 or 6.
I think it's 15, and then there's 11 in the first part.
There's only 9 episodes of part 1.
Oh, then it's,
Part 1 short.
9 in first part... 12 of second part, and then 48 of part 3, and then 39 of part 0.5.
Yeah, anyway, so I got one more episode, and then part 1 will be done, and then I'll meet...
It's hard to get through.
It is.
Joseph Joestar.
The second part of it.
And I kind of, like, did a little bit of research and got spoiled. All I know is that Joseph is in parts 2, 3, and 4.
You were right.
Yep. He lives the test of time. But, yeah, so that'll be dope. So I'll finish that, get to part 2, and then...
Once you get to part 2, you're going to be hooked, and I think you're going to watch it a lot more frequently.
Yeah, I've been busy with school and other stuff, so I haven't had time to...
Understandably so.
I watched episode 21 of JJK today. Dude, that was so funny. That episode was so funny.
Which one is that one?
The one where they play baseball.
Yeah.
That one was so funny.
It felt short, didn't it?
It really did feel short, because the opening segment was long.
Yeah. I need to rewatch that, I think.
But
I wasn't paying attention for really long.
I'm going to watch episode 22 and 23 tonight. And then after season 1 ends, I'm going to read the manga, because I heard the manga is really good.
It's like top selling. Like,
yeah. When it came out, like, every volume sold out.
It's funny, because when it first came out, I saw so many people saying the manga's boring, but the way they animated it, it's so good.
Yeah, I've seen like side by sides of the manga. Oh, why can't you just come?
He's been on me this whole time.
Guys, they're at gunpoint. It's Aerosol, by the way.
You get your heck and deserve.
It's the Michelangelo nipple tip
right here. Just shoot me in the shaman.
Persona.
And scene. What was I saying?
I don't know.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh yeah, so I've seen side by sides and the manga, and like MAPPA animates it like literally frame for frame, but they make the characters look better. So
yeah.
Props to MAPPA. They're doing JJK. AOT season 4. They're gonna do Chainsaw Man, which is gonna be awesome.
They're making that a thing, like an anime.
They already announced Chainsaw Man, and I'm only like 10 chapters into it, but dude, Chainsaw Man's good.
I need to watch that or read it.
Yeah,
I've heard good things about it.
I've got 87 chapters left, but so far, dude, the main
didn't Alex read it all?
Yeah, dude, the main character is so horny. It's funny, but
me too.
Yeah, I actually relate to him on a physical level, physical and mental. But,
besides a chainsaw,
doesn't he have like 3?
He's got one coming out of his forehead and 2 on his arms. He's like, da, Daniel into wood.
Because, yeah.
His chainsaws cut down trees.
And people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that episode was funny. I watched 22 and 23 later tonight. And then, I'll read the manga. I got so much anime. Manga to read. I can't help myself. And I still have to be Persona 5, bro. Like, dude, that... I wasn't expecting it to be such a long game, but it is so long.
Yeah.
130 hours in. I'm almost at the final palace, but still.
Caden did his haul on our channel.
Oh, like I did.
A week, 2 weeks ago or something.
Yeah, my manga haul.
And I bought a lot of stuff to the point where I went broke with $500 in my bank account. Don't tell my mom. And
if your mom watches this, she'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I bought a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to be right back.
Okay. Quinn's taking a leave for a second.
Yes.
So I bought... You know what? I won't say everything. Because I want to show it off.
Are you going to make your video later today?
Or today? Maybe not. We got an ACT test tomorrow. Mom wants me to go to bed early.
Yeah, I got to wake up
early. So I think I'm going to go to bed early. But I'm going to make the whole video probably tomorrow because I'm going to have a lot of time tomorrow since we're getting off of school at 1. And I got nothing going on.
We get off at 1.
Yeah. So we can hang out if you like.
Well, I got to go to work at 4.
Oh, that's right. At 4. Okay. Well, I'll just hang out myself. But I made a lot of purchases while I was in Georgia and Florida. And I'll show this off tomorrow. We've also been playing a lot of gun game with all the friends in the group.
And Dead by Daylight.
And I was going to compile a bunch of funny moment clips that I have.
About the racist ones.
No. I'm going to compile all the funny clips that I can find and put them all together into one video. And
we should do like a Dead by Daylight
compilation.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't clipped any of games.
Yeah.
But we should do that. But like every time I do it, it's like late and like no one talks. Sam either is on mute and like Alex is...
Half the people that are talking to their girlfriends at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a playlist for gamer time now. If you haven't checked it out, there's one video in there. Go watch it, something good. But I'm gonna put more videos in there, hopefully soon.
Yep. Still expect my Persona review when I finish that.
We're trying to crank out content for you guys, and we're not really good at it. I'm sorry. We don't have a good schedule.
No.
We're really trying. It took us 3 weeks to get this episode far out. But
between school and work and
girls.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I have no women.
Please, subscriber, give him your boobs.
Give me your boobs now. But,
I never got to talk about my spring break.
Yeah, we just derailed so fast.
Okay.
It's mainly my fault.
Spring break.
So,
Florida.
When did it start? What day did it start on?
I don't know, man.
Dude, you're supposed to.
It's like the beginning of March.
I know, but, like, what was the day? It was like a Friday or.
Yes, it was a Friday.
Okay, it was a Friday. That's right. So, Friday happened. Mm-hmm. School happened. Mm-hmm. Went to school. Had to go to work that day. Went to work.
Yeah.
And then the next day, mm-hmm. I had to wake up. Really, really early.
Yeah.
And I had to fly from Vegas and got on a plane and we flew Delta. And Delta's cool because they have like free Wi Fi and like TVs on their planes. So I watched 1917 because it was a very interesting movie and it was pretty cool. Recommend it, but the ending sucks.
Yeah, because Hitler wins.
Yeah, 1917.
It's actually a prequel to Hitler.
It is, actually. World War One is a prequel. Anyways. Then I was like, okay, well, I still have like an hour left on this flight. And I was looking at other movies and, whoa, Sonic was on there. I was like, Katie said this was really good.
It is good.
So, I'll check it out. Got on it. Started watching it. Uh-huh. I was playing Pokemon on my Switch at the same time. And I was like, just tired of watching movies, so I stopped. But I like watched the first 30 minutes of it. And I would finish it. And then I turned it off. And we landed, and I was like, oh, we're here. And then we got a car rental, and we were going to go eat. And we were in this really ghetto part of Atlanta.
Oh,
like, where you walk into restaurants, and you're the minority, okay?
Because everyone there is not mostly white.
Yeah.
Am I right?
You guys who live in Atlanta know.
I mean, this is only from what I've heard. I've never been to the hood myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
I've never been to Grove Street.
But, we went to this restaurant, and then it was, scary, so we didn't go there. And then we went to this place called O'Charlie's that I grew up going to. And they had the soup there that's like, it's cheese, potato, bacon soup. It's so good.
Sounds nice.
It really is. It's not, it wasn't as good as I remember it being, but it was kind of good. Then I got a steak and it was also yummy. And then we drove to where I was staying. And I had a good time there in good old Columbus, Georgia.
Yeah.
And then we're like, hey, Wednesday comes upon us and we're going to Florida. So we go to Florida.
Yeah.
And we went to the beach there and it was awesome. And apparently while I was in Florida, it snowed here a lot for like 2 days.
Well, I wouldn't say it definitely snowed, but did it stick? No.
Someone said it snowed 2 inches.
Well, I think in some parts of the town, it snowed more. But like, I know at my house, I woke up, I was like, yo, there's snow here. This never happens. I go back maybe, I don't know, 2 hours later. It's all gone. It's all melted.
Yeah, but it was snowing here, and I was chilling in 77-degree weather. Big flex. But, yeah, actually, my spring break has nothing really to talk about. Other than buying a bunch of stuff that I'll show you guys later.
Mm-hmm.
And going across the country.
Yeah, he at least got out of town and traveled.
Yeah, it was really good.
I stayed home.
Me too.
But that's okay. And I didn't hang out with anyone.
But yeah, we all have jobs now. We all have incomes. And we're all going to have manga. So,
yeah.
Like I don't have enough already.
This man is already an addict.
You should see my bookshelf.
I have
I can show it off my hall.
One tenth of it, he's probably read.
No. Like, maybe 1/15. They just look good on the shelf. I gotta read some of them.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really say that. I've only read Komi Can't Communicate, Dr. Stone Volume 1.
I started Rent a Girlfriend.
Hey, another accomplishment. I got a diamond on assault rifles in cold blood. And it's awesome. And I know I'm not that good at the game. It took me a few months, maybe like two.
Jackson has sold his soul to the multiplayer devil himself.
Yeah, and I'm not like some of these other people that have days and days. I only have 4 days. I only have 3 days on multiplayer, so don't come to my house and yell at me to get a shower. I don't play that much.
Because he doesn't shower, so don't even ask.
Yeah, don't even ask. You already heard it here on the podcast. You don't need to remind me.
Don't even ask, because you know the answer is no.
Yeah.
No.
Stupid.
No. Do it.
Do it.
Among Us.
Last hand.
That's the end.
Oh.
Is that what you said?
No, I said that's the answer.
Oh, that's the answer.
That's the answer to all problems is Among Us.
Yeah. I've had this new kind of a Tourette quirk in me where I just go, Among Us! Randomly throughout the day.
We've all inherited it. We went from the point of hating seeing the Among Us memes to ironically saying Among Us.
Every day. Or like, I'm imposter from Among Us.
Look, it's the imposters.
Hello? Is this...
He's sus!
Hello? Is this imposter from Among Us?
We should do an opening Among Us Happy Meal 3 a.m. challenge.
Have you guys seen that video?
No.
Where's the...
I thought you were asking a different question.
Have you guys seen that video? No! Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Yeah.
Die. What? What I was gonna say, have you seen that video where it's the guy on YouTube and he's like
Editor, put in the Joker laugh gas right now.
It's a piece of paper on the wall.
And he's like, guys, it literally says sus on the water. He's like, guys, there's a phone number on the wall. It literally says sus.
Dude.
I'm going insane. Give me the gun.
Calling imposter at 3 a.m.
Dumb sexual.
Dude, the amount of Among Us porn I've seen. not like, not for pleasure, just for like.
Just in the.
Just for research. Ads. Just
personal
for research.
Watching.
I gave myself a hernia laughing right there.
Among Us!
Yeah, that's actually the new killer coming to Dead by Daylight, is the imposter.
Dude, he's coming to Smash.
Yeah.
I can't wait to Smash him.
Has there been any news or
video games? Dude, in the last
2-3 weeks?
I haven't kept track of them because remember after the first episode we want to do more real life stuff, and the first episode we didn't know what to do, so I was like, okay, let's just talk about news and then
Any funny, really, really weird stories you have to tell me, Caden? That they haven't heard before? I could have heard of before.
I don't know. The only thing I was going to say news is that Godzilla versus the Planet of the Apes is coming out soon.
New Dead by Daylight.
It's next week. It's Thursday.
Wait.
Godzilla versus Kong comes out the 31st, and I checked, and I have Thursday and Friday off, so we should go watch it in theaters.
I have Thursday off, too, because I don't work on Thursdays.
There's a showing at 9:15.
Also watch the Zack Snyder,
We should. I'm very interested in seeing that. I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos on it lately, and I've seen a lot of praise for it, actually.
I've seen a lot of memes on it with TikTok already.
I watched an hour and a half review on it with spoilers and everything, because I just wanted to know what happened with it, and this guy was praising it, and he's like a big movie critic, so that's pretty good.
An hour and a half review?
Yeah. Jeez. I was very interested.
Dang.
I also recently got into the Tomb Raider games, but the reboots on the PlayStation, like 4 and 5, they're pretty fun.
Yeah, the PS1 games are very, the controls are very janky, to say the least. But, they're classics, and just...
Especially the triangle boobs.
Yeah, why is that not an edit style? I want to know that.
Yeah, I knew. You got the PS1 style, but where's the triangle boobs?
Messed up.
But,
that's why I play Fortnite this season.
I also got the Tomb Raider games actually today for free.
Because GameShare. Thanks to PlayStation. We are sponsored by PlayStation.
Oh.
Sponsored by Sony, actually.
We're sponsored by Disney.
Yep. Oh, Kevin Feige calling me.
And Nick.
Kevin Gagey.
No.
Nick Carraway from Gary Gatsby.
Dan Snyder.
Dan Snyder. Oh, Dan Snyder wants my feet again. Oh,
speaking of Dan Snyder, apparently they actually have started production on the iCarly reboot.
What happened about the Zoey 101 show?
Okay, so like, here's the thing with that. So, like, all the cast members have been like wanting to do a reboot, me included. But
yes, you're a cast member.
Yeah, because I was actually the extra back in 2005 when I was 3. No, 2.
You were the baby that was held in Zoey's arms for 2 minutes on that one babysitting episode.
Yeah, but anyway, there's been talks and rumors about, oh, is there going to be a Zoey 101 reboot and all that jazz, but like for the iCarly reboot, I don't think Nickelodeon is like in charge of it at all, because like I haven't heard Nickelodeon talking about it. I think it's like, it's going to be on the Paramount Plus streaming service. Everyone's got a streaming service these days.
Yeah, like,
but
seriously.
Apparently, like, some of the Nickelodeon shows are on Paramount Plus. Anyways, they're the ones that are, like, producing it and all that stuff. So, Nickelodeon has, like, made no comment about it. So, I'm curious if Paramount is going to do the same thing for Zoey 101. Anyway, like, a few months ago, Jamie Lynn Spears basically did, like, a remixed version, like, a new edition of a theme song. And it bops. And, Everyone's thinking, okay, this is going to be the theme song for the reboot, but no word about it since. So.
Yeah, it's weird.
I hope it happens someday in my lifetime.
I hope it's not ruined. Did you guys ever watch Full House when you were a kid?
I watched Full House all the time at Nick and Knight.
Yeah, I watched it a lot when I was growing up. And then when Fuller House was coming out, I was super excited.
I didn't even bother watching
it. That show was horrible. It was bad. And I'm really upset about they ruined it.
Yep. I liked Full House growing up. I think I watched like all 9 seasons of it. I grew up with those characters.
Yeah.
Uncle Jesse is the best character.
Yeah, he's really great. Also, Total Drama, coming back. Just thought I'd add that.
Like Island?
Like, yeah, I think they're coming back.
Total Drama.
They tweeted on their Twitter, stay tuned or something. And they had pivot with a picture of Chris McQueen and Chef.
The two hottest.
The two hottest characters.
Yeah.
It's actually a Total Drama Battle Royale coming.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. Dude, I wouldn't did that. I'm not even the slightest bit of... It basically is a Battle Royale.
Dude, everyone's... Yeah. Like I said, everyone's making streaming services, Battle Royales.
Battle Passes.
Dude, they originally only had like 4 seasons of Total Drama on Netflix, and they put the other 3 back on there. So now all the seasons are on there.
I've tried watching it so many times, I just can't get into it.
I never got into it as a kid.
There's certain seasons that I can only get into. Like, season 3, so good.
Which one's that one?
Is that the World Tour one, where they go all over the world.
Yeah. But, oh, speaking of Netflix, sadly, JoJo is getting taken off of Netflix.
Oh, well.
Netflix, but it's only Stardust stupid. Crusaders, anyway.
Yeah, they used to have part 1 and 2, and then they're like, no. You know, I was thinking about it. It's kind of weird. When I was in 6th grade, that's when they were animating part 4.
Really? When did part 4 come out?
2016. That's weird. And then when we were freshmen, part 5 came out.
Golden Wind.
And ever since then, there's not even been word on part 6, which... April's coming, and they talked about their big announcement in April, so I'm very excited.
What time is that April event?
Like what? 12th or 18th? I don't remember. I gotta look.
Well, I had to catch up before then, and then I'll be excited. I'll be like, oh my gosh, part 6.
Yeah, it's gonna be like start 6 starting next week.
Yeah, I hope they start animating part 6, dude.
It's actually just gonna be another OVA, like the Rohan one.
But that one show was good.
I haven't finished. I don't watch the first episode.
But... It's pretty good. But, yeah, I can't wait to see how they animate some of the parts of part 6. Because there's a lot of going on in that part. It's a good part, but...
Part 7 is my Funny Valentine, right?
Funny Valentine.
Funny Valentine, yeah.
So good, oh my god.
Yeah.
Is that a stand now? What's a stand now?
That's E4C. Dirty Deeds Done Cheap. Or Dirty Deeds for Cheap or something.
Deeds for Cheap.
But yeah, that stand is so confusing. Just wait till you get there. Just wait till you get to part 6 ending, because, dude, that had me stumped for, like, 2 weeks. So confused.
You had to look up multiple...
I did. I watched multiple videos, so I understand.
I don't want to start reading part 6, just in case they announce it for, like, soon. Because I'd rather see it animated.
I think it's fun to watch, like, read it, and then you get to watch how they're going to take all these panels and animate it.
Yeah, that's the same thing with, like, Attack on Titan. Because after, like, the 6th episode of... Season 4, I was like, dude, I can't take this anymore. I gotta read ahead. And I'm glad I did, because the show is great. Or the manga, it I don't know how Isayama does it. It just gets better and better and better. But it's cool to go back and see how they animate it. And obviously, some of the animated stuff is a lot better than the manga panels.
Yeah.
And adds on to it.
Which is why it's gonna be awesome to see it.
Yeah, I hope Mappa or whoever is animating part 2 of season 4 or the movie announces it soon, because I know people are not going to be very patient. I want them to take their time with it, though.
Yeah, well, I think David Productions have taken long enough their 3-year period or 2-year period of time. Maybe they should just drop it all. They should be working on it in the dark the whole time.
Do they only animate JoJo?
I just know
they probably make enough from JoJo that they don't really need to do it.
Probably.
Because, like, Mappa's only doing, like, Jujutsu Kaisen and Attack on Titan right now, right?
Yeah. And then they also announced, like, Mappa they obviously announced Chainsaw Man. Then they're also animating a new show with like a black samurai. Forgot the name of that show.
Samurai Champloo.
No. And then they're doing like a sports water polo anime. So they got their hands full. But the only other like anime.
Oh, no. No, I keep going and I'll tell you after.
The only other anime that I know that MAPPA animated was Banana Fish.
I heard that one's really good.
I heard that was good. But David Productions animated some volleyball anime. It's not IQ. It was some other volleyball anime, and that's why Part 6 got pushed. It was supposed to be animated in 2020, but then they animated this volleyball anime.
It's a volleyball anime.
Yep.
Is it called 2.143 or something like that?
I just know they pushed it for an overall volleyball anime with dudes.
Oh.
But you know, Part 7 is 6 years in the future, and Part 8 is 10 years in the future, so not even...
Did you know...
Wait.
What is it? There's a volleyball anime. It's on the beach. And it's with all chicks. And it's like Haikyuu, except chicks in swimsuits on the beach.
A Dead or Alive.
A what?
Dude, sign me
up. No, like, yeah. Like the game Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
Dude, sign me up for that.
I just watched the first episode. It's pretty good.
I'm kind of scared. Like, what if Araki dies out of nowhere and Part 8 doesn't get finished? Or Part 9 never comes alive? Or the day Araki dies is when JoJo dies. Because I don't want somebody else picking it up.
Yeah. Part 8 is still coming out with, like, chapters and stuff?
Yeah. How far is it? Like a new volume every month or something?
It's more than that, isn't it?
It's probably more. I don't know. Alex knows because he...
How many chapters are out right now for it?
Oh, like 107.
For JoJo Lane?
Yeah.
Dude, it's the longest one yet.
It is.
I don't know, like, if on my manga app, like, some of the... There's more pages in, like, each chapter, but when I was going through, Steel Ball Run was the fewest out of Stone Ocean and JoJo Lane.
Steel Ball Run is 95 chapters, but they all have, like, 30 to 40 pages in each chapter. And Stone Ocean has 155 chapters, but they have like 19 to 20 pages per chapter.
Mm. Yeah, that's the same thing like on Chainsaw Man. There's only 97 chapters, but each chapter is only 20 pages.
I looked at One Piece because it was on my app.
It's like 900.
The first chapter has like 70 pages. I was like, what the hell?
Well, yeah, it's good though.
I don't know if it's that long,
but... I've heard some people say that the One Piece manga is better than the anime, but what do I know?
Well, yes, because it doesn't struggle with pacing or bad animation. Because some, like, the people don't like the styles and still like the artists or whatever. And then, since they can't catch up to the manga, because if they do that, then...
Filler.
Yeah, filler, or, like... They'll make up their own stuff, which we don't want either of that.
Anime only is not good.
And so they have to go really slow, so they stay on pace with the manga. And, like, there are scenes that take up, like, a minute and a half, and it's one frame, like, one panel. Jeez. And it's a minute and a half in the anime. Oh. So it's pretty bad in some spots. But.
Yeah, well, I started the One Piece manga, like, maybe a month ago or a few weeks ago. And, I got like halfway through the first chapter, basically Luffy's backstory and why he wants to be a pirate and get the One Piece and all that, and I just got busy and I haven't gone back to it. But I need to, because I was reading the colored version, which doesn't have all the current chapters, but it has like 600 of the chapters in color, so...
Freaking Stone Ocean, they had all the chapters but like two of them, and I had to like go search the two chapters I couldn't read on there up on the internet.
Really?
And I had to read those in black and white, but the other ones were colored. I'm really curious on how they're going to animate Part 6 and 7, because there's so much vulgar language in those two parts. Well, mainly Part 6, because I guess it's set in prison. I guess it's supposed to be vulgar, but dude, the amount of times they say fuck is like insane.
Right.
So much.
I don't think I've ever seen an anime say that.
Yeah, what was the manga I was reading that said that a bunch? It like, yeah, it, oh, it's Attack on Titan. In the manga, they say the F word a bunch. But yeah, in the anime, they don't animate it. Like, yeah. Especially the later chapters that, like, past season four, they say it a bunch, but obviously. And even fewer chapters, I went back and they say it a bunch, but they
don't animate it. Kind of dope, actually.
Because
it makes it a lot more dope.
I feel like I want to read it now.
Yeah, I kind of want to read that.
Yeah. Because them saying it definitely intenses the mood. I was thinking about reading the manga from start and then just going to where I am now, but I just started the manga where the last episode I watched because I didn't want to read all that again.
Well, we had a good talk. I think we're at our hour mark.
Yeah.
I think it's time to put an end.
All right.
Really good talk today.
Yeah.
Very nice.
If you guys made it through the video, thank you.
Bye.
You guys are awesome.
Subscribe.
Is there anything else we want to say? We covered spring break. Didn't do too much. I swear it is.
We don't got much going on in our lives for now, so we don't got crazy, funny, awesome, interesting
next
stories.
Next week we could do Death Note.
But we do have a new story coming to you from the past.
Story.
Quentin's very eager to get to the Death Note saga retrospective.
Yep. So we can hit that next week.
Next, I also expect a bunch of new videos. I want to do episode 16 reaction. Like, I want to record a reaction to the final episode.
Yeah. We should have a bunch of people go to that.
Yeah.
I'll go, because I don't have work. Actually,
Alex, did you catch up for us?
I do have work Sunday, but I get off at 4.
Case will come. And maybe Sam.
I doubt Alex will catch up.
No.
If I'm being honest.
Oh, he'll say he caught up and then watch it and be like, I didn't catch up.
He's like, guys, I'm so confused. What is going on?
We have a new podcast uploading schedule. I think we should try to do it every Monday if we can.
Monday?
It's going to be every Monday, at least Monday through Wednesday. That'll be the days we do it, some one of those
just
days.
Just whenever we're...
So just expect it later in the week. Later in the
latter?
The latter half.
In the latter half.
We'll try to do a consistent schedule, but obviously 3 weeks, we've just been so busy we can't. Because work now, and we have to accommodate for everyone's schedule. All
right, well.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And have a great rest of your night or day or wherever you're doing right now.
Yep. Next video, come out. Be from this kid.
Yeah. And if you're watching this in class, get back to work.
Yeah. Bye. If you're watching this in the office, pull up your pants.
Bye.
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 Oh.
Among Us. Why aren't you subscribed yet?
How do I turn this off?